Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin. My name is Ram Goldar, and here Maseches Chulin Daf Chaf. The first parak of Kol Sheichetin. The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan of Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three daps are going to focus on number one. Rabbi Chiya's sons ruled that Malika may be performed by moving the simanim around to the back of the neck. The Gemara objects that our Mishnah states that what is valid for Shechita is not valid for Malika, which presumably comes to teach that this case is not valid. Rabbi Yirmi answers that the Mishnah means Lamute Molchem Mevi, to exclude Malika performed with moving his nail back and forth instead of cutting it straight down into the bird's neck. The Gemara asks that this answer fits according to the opinion that Molchem Mevi is indeed possible for Malika, but not according to the opinion that it's valid. It answers that Rabbi Chiya's sons hold that Molchem Mevi is invalid for Malika. Rav Kahana said, Mrs. Malika Kotzes V'yored. The mitzvah of Malika is that one cuts the bird's neck and goes straight down until cutting a simen. Zoi mitzvasa, and this is its mitzvah. Rabbi Avin thought to infer that only cutting straight down is valid, but Molchem Mevi would not be valid. However, Rabbi Yirmi told him, Kol Shekein to Molchem Mevi, but Malika Kosher, all the more so that moving back and forth is valid for Malika. Rather, Rav Kahana meant, Avzu hi mitzvasa, even this method is its mitzvah. Point number two, Rami Bar Yecheskel taught a brisa. Ein ikur simanim ba'of. The disqualification of torn pipes, meaning simanim which are dislocated before Shechita, does not apply to a bird. Rav Alkan Breda Rava told Ravashi that this is only true according to the opinion that ein shechita la'of min haTorah. There's no requirement of shechita for a bird from the Torah, and it's only required mid the Rabban. But according to the opinion that birds require shechita mid the Raisa, the disqualification of dislocated simanim would apply to them as well. Ravashi replied that the opposite is more logical. If shechita is required mid the Raisa, it is possible the haki agmare de ein ikur, that Hashem taught Moshe this exception, that ikur simanim does not apply to shechita of birds. But if birds only require shechita mid the Rabban, it was modeled after the biblically required shechita of animals, so dislocated simanim should likewise be invalid. Ravin Bar Kisi told Ravina that the exclusion of birds from ikur simanim only applies to Malika, but regarding shechita, birds are also disqualified. However, the Gemara notes that Shmuel, who implied that anything which is possible for shechita is also possible for Malika, argues with this distinction. And point number three, Ziri said, Nishba meferekas v'rov basrima. If an animal's neck bone is broken along with most of the flesh on it, it is immediately a nevela, not merely a trefa. Therefore, it can convey tuma even while it's still moving, and shechni would not prevent it from being metame. Rav Chista presents a Mishnah which appears to support this ruling, because it states that if one performs Malika with a knife, the bird is metame like a nevela. Amoraim give different explanations for this ruling. Rav Huna says, Mifnei Shumachli, because the shochet burrows the knife under the neck bone, which does not separate after being cut, like the neck does during Shechita. Rava says, Mifnei Shudoris, because the shochet presses the knife down without moving it back and forth. Rav Huna did not give this explanation because he holds Molchem Mevi is valid for Malika, so the Mishnah's ruling includes a case of cutting back and forth, not just pressing down. Rava did not give Rav Huna's explanation because he defines Chalada as where the knife is Kechuda Hadar Beikrei Batin de Mechasya, like a weasel living under houses, which is completely hidden. But in this case, Hamigalia, the knife is exposed during the entire Shechita. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Chiya's sons ruled that Malika may be performed by moving the simanim around to the back of the neck. The Gemara objects that our Mishnah states that what is valid for Shechita is not valid for Malika, which presumably comes to teach that this case is not valid. Rabbi Yirmi answers that the Mishnah means Lamute Molchem Mevi, to exclude Malika performed with moving his nail back and forth instead of cutting it straight down into the bird's neck. The Gemara asks that this answer fits according to the opinion that Molchem Mevi is indeed possible for Malika, but not according to the opinion that it's valid. It answers that Rabbi Chiya's sons hold that Molchem Mevi is invalid for Malika. Rav Kahana said, Mrs. Malika Kotzes V'yored. The mitzvah of Malika is that one cuts the bird's neck and goes straight down until cutting a simen. Zoi mitzvasa, and this is its mitzvah. Rabbi Avin thought to infer that only cutting straight down is valid, but Molchem Mevi would not be valid. However, Rabbi Yirmi told him, Kol Shekein to Molchem Mevi, but Malika Kosher, all the more so that moving back and forth is valid for Malika. Rather, Rav Kahana meant, Avzu hi mitzvasa, even this method is its mitzvah. Point number two, Rami Bar Yecheskel taught a brisa. Ein ikur simanim ba'of. The disqualification of torn pipes, meaning simanim which are dislocated before Shechita, does not apply to a bird. Rav Akiva Breda Rava told Rav Ashi that this is only true according to the opinion that Ein Shechita La'Of min Torah. There's no requirement of Shechita for a bird from the Torah, and it's only required mid the Rabban. But according to the opinion that birds require Shechita mid the Raisa, the disqualification of dislocated Simanim would apply to them as well. Rav Ashi replied that the opposite is more logical. If Shechita is required mid the Raisa, it is possible the Haki Agmare de Ein Iker, that Hashem taught Moshe this exception, that Iker Simanim does not apply to Shechita of birds. But if birds only require Shechita mid the Rabban, it was modeled after the biblically required Shechita of animals, so dislocated simanim should likewise be invalid. Ravin Bar Kisi told Ravina that the exclusion of birds from Ikra Simanim only applies to Malika, but regarding Shechita, birds are also disqualified. However, the Gemara notes that Shmuel, who implied that anything which is possible for Shechita is also possible for Malika, argues with this distinction. And point number three, Ziri said, Nishba Meferekas Vero Basrima, if an animal's neck bone is broken along with most of the flesh on it, it is immediately a nevela, not merely a trefa. Therefore, it can convey tuma even while it's still moving, and Shechni, it would not prevent it from being metame. Rav Chista presents a Mishnah which appears to support this ruling, because it states that if one performs Malika with a knife, the bird is metame like a nevela. Amoraim give different explanations for this ruling. Rav Huna says, Mifnei Shumachli, because the shochet burrows the knife under the neck bone, which does not separate after being cut like the neck does during Shechita. Rava says, Mifnei Shudoris, because the shochet presses the knife down without moving it back and forth. Rav Huna did not give this explanation because he holds that Molchum Mevi is valid for Malika, so the Mishnah's ruling includes a case of cutting back and forth, not just pressing down. Rava did not give Rav Huna's explanation because he defines Chalada as where the knife is Kechuda Hadar Beikre Batin de Mechasya, like a weasel living under houses, which is completely hidden. But in this case, Hamigalia, the knife is exposed during the entire Shechita. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Chaf, and our standard Siman is a cafe. A cafe, so here goes. At the Chicken Roost Cafe, where patrons stir the coffee in their Malika chicken cups back and forth, and the popular dish was the Ikra Simanim, the torn pipe, chicken special, a waiter was called to a table where a customer complained that the chicken dish was nevela since the animal's neck was broken with most of the flesh on it. Once again, slow motion. At the Chicken Roost Cafe, that must be more on Duff Chaff. At the Chicken Roost Cafe, where patrons stir the coffee in their Malika chicken cups back and forth, which reminds us the Gemara discusses being Molechum maybe by Malika. So at the Chicken Roost Cafe, where patrons stirred the coffee in their Malika chicken cups back and forth, and the popular dish was Ikru Simanim, the torn pipe, chicken special, which reminds us, Rami Bar Yecheskel taught a Braisa, Ein Ikru Simanim Ba'of. The disqualification of torn pipes, meaning Simanim which are dislocated before Shechita, does not apply to a bird. Rav Akiva Breda Rava told Rav Ashi that this is only true according to the opinion that Ein Shechita La'Of min Torah. There is no requirement of Shechita for a bird from the Torah, and it's only required mid the Rabban. But according to the opinion that birds require Shechita mid the Raisa, the disqualification of dislocated Simanim would apply to them as well. Rav Ashi replied that the opposite is more logical. So at the Chicken Roost Cafe, where patrons stirred the coffee in their Malika chicken cups back and forth, and the popular dish was the Ikru Simanim, the torn pipe, chicken special, a waiter was called to a table where a customer complained that the chicken dish was nevela since the animal's neck was broken with most of its flesh on it, which reminds us an animal's neck bone which is broken with most of its flesh on it makes the animal immediately a nevela. So at the Chicken Roost Cafe, where patrons stirred the coffee in their Malika chicken cups back and forth, and the popular dish was Ikru Simanim, the torn pipe, chicken special, a waiter was called to a table where a customer complained that the chicken dish was nevela since the animal's neck was broken with most of its flesh on it. All right, so now it's time for our four blah back Chazara. Daf Tezayin. So the Siman Daf Tezayin is toes, and we use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The acrobat with large toes. Acrobat with large toes? That must be on Daf Tezayin. The acrobat with large toes who jumped on a water wheel with a knife attached, using the koch rishon to shecht a cow, which reminds us the Gemara discusses shechting using the force of water in a water wheel, and we distinguish between koch rishon and koch sheni. So the acrobat with large toes who jumped on a water wheel with a knife attached, using the koch rishon to shecht a cow, and then somersaulted over a wall where a plate was placed to get rinsed from the rain with droplets bouncing off onto produce below, which reminds us, Rava says, Le'inyan Heksher Zraim, regarding produce's susceptibility to Tuma, it's a Malchok Sinaim of Tosh Ubasov Chibro, something that was detached, that was later attached, is considered Mechuber. A Mishnah states that if one overturned a plate onto a wall, so the plate should be rinsed by the rain, which then dripped onto produce, the produce is Mechabel Tuma since the plate is detached. If the plate was placed there to protect the wall from the rain, the produce is not Mechabel Tuma since he's not pleased with the rainfall. These two cases have contradictory implications regarding intent to rinse the wall, and Rabbi Elazar explains that the two cases reflect a Machlokes Tanaim if a wall is considered attached. So the acrobat with large toes who jumped on a water wheel with a knife attached, using the koach rishon to shecht a cow, and then somersaulted over a wall where a plate was placed to get rinsed from the rain with droplets bouncing off onto produce below, was about to land near a knife stuck in the wall that was used to shecht, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses shechting with something, talosh b'sof chibro. Although a brisa teaches that knots saki mikosa, if one stuck a knife into a wall and shecht it with it, the shechita is valid, shani saking de lemabatale, a knife is different because one doesn't nullify it there, meaning he doesn't intend for it to remain there permanently. So it's definitely not considered attached to the ground. Shmuel said that such a shechita is only valid shasakin lamal of itzavar behema lamata, where the knife was above and the animal's neck was below it, daf yud zayin. So the siman daf yud zayin is a used car. So here goes. Upon entering Eretz Yisrael, some enterprising young men went to the used car lot. Used car? That must be more on daf yud zayin. Upon entering Eretz Yisrael, some enterprising young men went to the used car lot to find a refrigerated bus or taiva truck to transport only shechted meat, which reminds us, we learned that in the Midbar, meat of Nechir was permitted or bus or taiva was forbidden. So upon entering Eretz Yisrael, some enterprising young men went to the used car lot to find a refrigerated bus or taiva truck to transport only shechted meat and an army jeep with a bacon logo to collect from the spoils of war, which reminds us, we learned that it was permitted to eat non-kosher food during the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. As the pasuk says, "Ubatim moleim kol tuv," and houses full of good things you will eat, which Rav interpreted to mean kasli de chazire, bacon. So upon entering Eretz Yisrael, some enterprising young men went to the used car lot to find a refrigerated bus or taiva truck to transport only shechted meat and an army jeep with a bacon logo to collect from the spoils of war, along with a good old-fashioned knife sharpening truck for the chacham who checks knives with his tongue and fingernail, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses pigimos, the notches in a saking, and bedika saking, the examination of the knife, which can be done in a number of ways, such as with the tongue or fingernail. Daf Yod Ches. So the siman Daf Yod Ches is a chuppah because ben Yod Ches la chuppah. So here goes. The rabbi officiating under the chuppah. Chuppah? That must more on Daf Yod Ches. The rabbi officiating under the chuppah who banned the caterer Shochet for not showing him his knife, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, I tabcha de lo sar sakina kame chacham. If a Shochet did not show his knife to a chacham to be examined, mishamtinle, we place a ban upon him for his brazen dishonor to the chacham. Rav said, ma'abrinle, we remove him from being allowed to sell meat and announce that his meat is treif. These opinions don't argue. Rav Huna's ruling is where his knife was found to be fine, without nicks, and Rav's stricter penalty applies where the knife was found faulty. So the rabbi officiating under the chuppah who banned the caterer Shochet for not showing him his knife was in for a surprise when the unshochet chassan gave the kala tabas gadola where the shechita was done within the ring. Which reminds us, the Mishnah discusses when one who begins shechita within the prescribed area for shechita and then inclines the knife, finishing above that area called a grama. It states, Hashochet mitocha tabas, if one shechs within the ring, meaning the tabas gadola, the great ring, the highest ring of cartilage in the trachea, and left a hairbreadth of it along its entire circumference, the Tanna Kamma rules the shechita is valid since he didn't deviate above this ring for any part of the shechita. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says that a hairbreadth of the tabas along most of its circumference is sufficient even if the shechita ended above the tabas. So the rabbi officiating under the chuppah who banned the caterer Shochet for not showing him his knife was in for a surprise when the young Shochet Chassan gave the kala tabas gadola where the shechita was done within the ring. As one of the 80 Kedushin commented that in Mugramis, a slanted cut is valid even past the tabas gadola, which reminds us, the Gemara records the rulings of several Amoraim who validate the shechita beyond the tabas gadola. They rule like Rabbi Chanina ben Tignus, who testified that Mugramis, a slanted cut is valid even past the tabas gadola. Daf Yotes, so the siman Daf Yotes is a yacht. So here goes. When the yacht, that must be more on Daf Yotes. When the yacht was rocked by a wave, the man shechting for dinner was startled, and his knife went one-third beyond the shechita area, one-third in the shechita area, and the final third out of the shechita area, which reminds us, Gemara discusses, higrim shrish, v'shachet shrish, v'higrim shrish. If one cut a third of the kana beyond the shechita area, then cut a third within the correct area, and cut the final third beyond the correct area, Rav Huna quotes Rav saying the animal is kosher, but Rav Yehuda quotes Rav saying it's not kosher. Rav Huna holds ki nafke chiyusa, when the animal's life left it, meaning the moment the majority of the kana was cut, b'shechita kanafka, it left through shechita. Rav Yehuda holds, b'inin ruba b'shechita v'leka, we require most of the kana to be cut with shechita, and that's lacking here. So when the yacht was rocked by a wave, the man checking for dinner was startled, and his knife went one third beyond the shchita area, one third in the shchita area, and the final third out of the shchita area. His partner was checking the animal with a hole in the kana while yelling, "Over kochavim, over kochavim," which reminds us the Gemara discusses shechting through a hole in the kana versus shechting until a hole in the kana. So when the yacht was rocked by a wave, the man shechting for dinner was startled, and his knife went one third beyond the shchita area, one third in the shchita area, and the final third out of the shchita area. His partner was shechting an animal with a hole in the kana while yelling, "Over kochavim, over kochavim," while a boy climbed up the flagpole to chase a pigeon to practice malika from the back of the neck, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if one shechs from the sides of the neck, the shechita is valid, but malika from the sides of the neck is invalid. If one shechs mino orif, it's invalid, but malika from the orif is valid. The Gemara will explain that this means mumu orif, from that which faces the back of the neck, meaning the nape of its neck. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn ain ikar simanim ba'of? The disqualification of torn pipes does not apply to a bird. That's on daf Chaf. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we have a machos regarding when food cooked on Shabbos is forbidden to eat? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that an animal with a neck bone which is broken with most of its flesh on it is immediately a nevela? That's on daf Chaf. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss shechting through a hole in the kana versus shechting until a hole in the kana? That's on daf Your test. Good. Number 5. Which daf do discuss a healthy person eating food which was shechted or cooked for a chola on Shabbos? That's on daf. Tezvav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do discuss shechting with other implements such as a hand sickle, sharp rock, reed, or glass? That's on daf. Tezvav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss what the din is in a case where a plate was put onto a wall so it should be rinsed by the rain and then the rain dripped onto produce? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss if in the midbar basar taiva was forbidden or meat of nechira, piercing, was permitted? That's on daf Yedzayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you learn about pagimas and a sakin and the different ways a knife could be examined? That's on daf Yedzayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss the penalty on a shochet who did not show his knife to a chacham? That's on daf Yedches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.